Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. The UN Security Council Friday unanimously adopted a resolution to identify those who use chlorine and other toxic chemicals in attacks in Syria. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says the resolution will send a strong message.
This is an important closing of a gap, and it should, at least as it relates to chemical weapons, again, mitigate the sense of impunity that perpetrators have enjoyed.
Until now, the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, has only been authorized to determine chemicals were used, but not who used them. Suspected Islamist militants in central Mali have attacked a hotel used by UN staff, killing at least six people, including a UN staff member, and taking other guests hostage. Islamic militants remain active in northern and central Mali, despite the presence of UN peacekeepers. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for a suicide bombing at an Afghan police academy in Kabul on Friday. Police report the attack killed at least 27 people, wounded more than 25 others. Attack came just hours after a huge truck bomb blew up near an army compound in Kabul, killing at least 15. No one claiming responsibility for the truck bombing. A U.S. federal court has convicted a former Russian tank commander for leading a failed attack on U.S. and Afghan forces in 2009. U.S. forces captured him hiding in a battlefield along with a group of Taliban and Haqqani network fighters. This is VOA News. The White House says it is disappointed but not surprised that one of the top Democrats in the U.S. Senate came out against the pending nuclear deal with Iran. Spokesman Joss Earnest said Friday that Senator Chuck Schumer had a difference of opinion with President Obama dating back to 2003, referring to Schumer's vote and support for the U.S.-led war in Iraq. The Iran nuclear agreement will lift sanctions in exchange for Tehran scaling back its atomic program. U.S. Defense Department officials say the hack into the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff email network has all the hallmarks of a state-sponsored attack. It occurred around July the 25th, causing a shutdown that is still ongoing. Some U.S. media are reporting the hackers were penetrating the email network that are based in Russia. The news outlets quoted unnamed Pentagon officials. However, a Pentagon official close to the situation told VOA on Friday, "We don't know who did it." U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry joined Vietnamese officials Friday in Hanoi to mark the 20th anniversary of the normalization of relations between the two countries. There were a series of events in Hanoi. VOA's Pam Dawkins reporting that Mr. Kerry did not shy away from mentioning U.S. concerns about Vietnam's human rights record.
In spite of human rights concerns, the U.S. and Vietnam have forged strong economic ties over the years, with two-way trade topping $36 billion last year. Both countries are part of negotiations for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a massive 12-nation trade deal that analysts say could have extensive benefits for Vietnam. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Hanoi.
A powerful typhoon is pummeling Taiwan this hour, ripping up trees, knocking out power lines, hundreds of thousands of people affected, killing at least four so far. Typhoon Sotolor, which made landfall early today, is bringing intense winds up to 200 kilometers per hour. Some areas have received up to 1,000 millimeters of rain, causing flooding as well as landslides. Early in the week, forecasters declared that Sotolor was the world's strongest typhoon this year, though it later weakened. Here in the U.S., Colorado movie theater gunman James Holmes will be spending the rest of his life in prison after a jury failed to agree on the death penalty Friday. Same jury found him guilty last month of the July 2012 massacre in a suburban theater outside of Denver. Holmes opened fire on the audience, killing 12 people, wounding 70 others. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with two living masters of jazz, Pat Martino and Wayne Shorter, who share the same birthday, the 25th of August. We'll celebrate their birthdays this hour. Yes, Pat Martino and Wayne Shorter have a lot in common. They're both living legends of jazz. They were both born on the 25th of August. Pat Martino, born in 1944, turns 71 on that date. And Wayne Shorter, born on the 25th of August in 1933, turns 82 on the 25th of August. They were born very close to one another, as a matter of fact. Wayne Shorter, born in Newark, New Jersey, and just a short drive away by train or car or bus or even by foot, Pat Martino was born in the city of Philadelphia, both in the eastern part of the United States, hotbeds for jazz, history, and development. And there they learned their lessons well and shared them with the world. Well, they are not the only ones born in those cities. And to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America, songs back-to-back from artists from Philadelphia and Newark. Let's begin with Pat Martino's fellow Philadelphian, the bassist Stanley Clark. From his Grammy Award-winning release, Up, here's the song Gotham City to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change your life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. The way you hold your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, 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 the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, 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 never meet again on the bump, bump, bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, no, can't take that away from me. Can't take that away from me.
The great Sarah Vaughan, from her 1954 release, Swingin' Easy, with her trio, featuring the great drummer Roy Haynes and Joe Benjamin on the bass with John Malachi on piano. Sarah Vaughan and her trio with They Can't Take That Away From Me. Hope you enjoyed that wonderful voice and that jazz classic and the music of the lady from Newark, New Jersey, the hometown of one of the birthday boys we're celebrating on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, Wayne Shorter. At the 2012 Detroit Jazz Festival, under the talk tent, pianist Renee Rosnes, who had worked with Wayne Shorter in the past, was asked to conduct an interview with Wayne Shorter and the other members of his quartet, Danilo Perez, Brian Blade, and John Patitucci. We'll focus on the comments that Renee Rosnes drew from the great Wayne Shorter, the master of Zen and jazz.
I guess that element is also reflected in upheaval of the traditional roles of the rhythm section, because what I hear is not the traditional, you know, you're not just walking, you're not just riding on the cymbal, you're not just comping. Everybody's like a jigsaw puzzle, and you're putting the music together piece by piece. And am I correct in assuming there's no set list?
No, there's no set list that we go by. That joke about let's run over the music only means to me they throw the music on the floor and run over it. I went to a wedding. A young lady from Sweden got married. The mother was there. Her mother, the groom's father, and everything. And Herbie was there too. Herbie Hancock. We all went out in the pasture somewhere in Malibu. Not the glorious Malibu thing. They rented the horses and all that stuff. And the father of the groom played almost maniacally, fanatically, kind of blue floating through the trees and everything. That kind of blue album that Miles made. And just all kinds of stuff. And the mother of the bride said when the bride was 3 years old, she went in her room one day and saw her daughter, the one getting married, just got a gift and she opened the gift and then wrapped it again, then opened it, took the paper off and wrapped it again. And she asked, why are you doing that? She said she wanted to see what it feels like to receive this gift for the first time, each time.
Shorter from his 1985 release, Atlantis, with a song entitled Endangered Species, just one of the many compositions from one of the finest saxophonists and most prolific composers in modern jazz. Wayne Shorter, celebrating his birthday on the 25th of August. Now let's enjoy some music from another of the living masters of jazz, Chick Corea, who's always had a great affection for the music of his fellow pianist, Bud Powell. From his album Remembering Bud Powell, here's Chick Corea and Friends, and those friends are Roy Haynes, Kenny Garrett, Christian McBride, Joshua Redman, and Wallace Roney on the Bud Powell classic Tempus Fugit on Jazz America from VOA 1.
one of the living legends of jazz, Chick Corea, and some of his very talented young friends here on VOA's Jazz America with a song written by Bud Powell. I've got another of the legendary keyboardists in jazz history from another generation coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And once again, in honor of our President Barack Obama's visit to his father's homeland of Kenya and to the continent of Africa in general, here's a message I received, which reads as follows. Greetings and acknowledgement to the show. Hi, Russ. I convey my warm and sincere greetings to you. I hope that you're doing fine in the U.S. capital, Washington, D.C. As for myself, I am faring well in Nairobi, Kenya. I write to you for the first time. I've been listening to your show for many years. I tune in to your show on 107.5 FM, which is VOA 24/7 relay station for Nairobi and the surrounding area. I love jazz music so very much. The beauty of it, its smoothness and purely instrumental, just a few lyrics in some cases. Your show helps me relax on weekends. I listen on Saturdays and the repeat on Sundays. Keep it up and keep it real. Yours truly, Vincent Maloba. Well, Vincent, thank you so very much. And in honor of all of our listeners all around Africa, here is the legendary song Fleurette Africaine, African Flower, from the album Money Jungle. Ladies and gentlemen, Duke Ellington on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
you break that thing? What's the matter now? We can't get along somehow.
Brand new music from the vocalist that everybody seems to be talking about these days, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, from her album For One to Love. Brand new, just out. That's What's the Matter Now? Just a little bit of that old-fashioned New Orleans kind of feel to that song, wouldn't you say? And her wonderful, soulful voice. Hope you enjoyed that here on VOA's Jazz America. This is your host, Russ Davis, and I sincerely hope that you enjoy hearing the thoughts, the words of the artists as well as their music. And we're celebrating four birthdays of living legends of jazz in the month of August on this edition of the program. And our latest, born on the 25th of August in 1944, celebrates his 71st birthday on that day. He is guitarist Pat Martino, and he's playing these days on the road with an organ trio, just one of the many phases of his career. We're going to hear him with one of his finest organ trios, recorded live at the San Francisco Bay Area Club Yoshi's, Joey DeFrancesco on the organ and Billy Hart on the drums. We'll hear Pat Martino with the classic Olio. But first, let's hear his words here on VOA's Jazz America. You mentioned Sonny Stitt and Gene Ammons. You were playing with them. And you would be playing what would be called by the critics or the historians or whatever, hard bop, I suppose.
Sure.
A certain style that sure. came at a certain time in history. And before that, we're talking about working with Jimmy Smith and
sure.
brother Jack McDuff. And
Don Patterson.
Yeah, the sure. great organ guys. And that thing was such a strong, strong thing, too. After that, we're talking the albums like Starbright and Joyous Lake and the fusion era stuff, if you will, when the rhythms changed, the music became reflective of what was around at that time. So I've talked about three different phases right here in your career. How do you see the phases of your career?
Well, that's a very interesting question. I see all phases cyclically. Mm. I see them in a circle, almost like the orbits of our solar system, the planets. Mm. And I see them coming around full circle when least expected. I never put a cap on these outlets. Mm. I allow them to be what they are and reignite themselves. And it always seemingly is on the basis of social interaction. So, yeah, these are cyclic events that at least they cause me to reminisce. And there are certain things that are seemingly their continuance of themselves, you know.
Mm. Well, that's really interesting, how you leave the book open. It's like you didn't finish the book. You leave it open. You leave it open to the possibility of its spirit returning again. That's just a way to look at it. That's very interesting.
I think that's what jazz really is. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's governed by time. Mm. I don't think it's governed by what currently may be successful marketing in terms of package, in terms of airplay, and in terms of being in concordance with an overall general hold in terms of production in terms of the industries themselves.
Yes.
So the artists, I don't think, are really as subject to that unless they choose to be, personally choose to be.
Right.
And because of this, it's timeless. And it has its own accord with its use. It can be used for anything that others would like to use it for.
The
In front of a very appreciative crowd at the famous Oakland, California club Yoshi's, that is the Sonny Rollins classic Olio, interpretation by Pat Martino and his organ trio from the album Live at Yoshi's. And now for something a little different with a Latin flavor, here is brand new music from percussionist Sammy Figueroa from his album Imaginary World. The song is Ciudadano on Jazz America from VOA 1.
We'll be right back.
Great J.J. Johnson on the trombone from his 1979 release Pinnacles with the Ma Rainey composition C.C. Rider. Lots of help right there on that song from his esteemed colleagues like Tommy Flanagan on keyboards, Ron Carter on bass, and Billy Higgins on the drums. This is Russ Davis. Thanks for joining me. And next week on Jazz America, I hope you'll join me as we listen in on a conversation between Christian McBride, the great bassist, and the great vocalist Diane Reeves. It's a special series I do from time to time called Talk Amongst Yourselves, as jazz greats have conversation and we listen in. That's next week on Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?